Window, light outside. To make is to risk making a botch. Forgiveness, horse, that I hazard anything, abolishing chance by chancing my arm, not making head and or tail, hand fallen back, nothing made through courting incapacity. Instead, a saying the little that one man reden can. To speak of a window, light outside, falling in on lime-washed walls, eight lights thrown across the floor, or of seeing myosotis, water forget-me-not, blue by a small bridge, water flowing away, fleshy stalks fringing banks where the shade of willow and alder is not too deep. Or saying again what has been expressed, as how in the south trees' leaves turn with the year, but only the oldest fall. This not the appearance of truth, but truth's appearance, truth which is prefixed by privation, aletheia, discovery. In brevity to risk obscurity, seeing meaning in a single magpie over an enfilade of trees in early morning, September sun, white and black alike alight in sun's bright fire. Here is no concern with ornament. It is enough to have an earthen jug, self-supporting, a thing, set in space, itself, giving a shape to the void around it, as music does to silence. A jug, tactile as a lemon, as succinct and unobscure as a bruck, as a bowl of fruit, a guitar, glasses and a bottle of wine set on a table, readied for companionship, outlined in the room by a windowed light. All here invites touch, smell, drink, and play. Each thing seen itself as cats fucking, mewing like buzzards, the male's penis studded with pointed, horny spikes, a barbed cupid's arrow. As white's wasp's eyes, lunated in a crescent, clear seeing, each word differing as a leaf from its neighbour, turning in air, in incessant motion, once in an eye-blink, pale underside twisting in tiny breeze. Had they been tougher, harder, more durable, more valuable, things would be different. Each word in limited, limiting clarity, showing the world, an ideal, inescapable, variegated variety. To walk into the poem, to see sun on sea through the cloistered doorway.